ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8, verse number 1, where Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad Zainul Abideen is asking Allah and seeking refuge in Him for having less contentment and asking for more contentment. We said contentment is not having more and being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The problem comes if I am not content, if I have less contentment. Why is the Imam saying, oh Allah, I don't want to have less contentment? Less contentment means stinginess. It means tama'. It means I want to keep what I have and I want more. Now, that's a problem. How do we fight this problem and not fall in the trap of stinginess? Al-Imam alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, اَدْفَعْ عَظِيمَ الْحِرْصِ بِإِيثَارِ الْقَنَاعِ. He says, push away the dangers and the grave dangers of stinginess by having more contentment, by using contentment. To fight stinginess and have contentment, I and you, we need to constantly ask ourselves, simple question. How long am I certain I will live for? Am I even certain that I will manage to live this the entire day or even for the next, I don't know, 5-10 minutes? Neither of us have that certainty. So when I am not sure when am I going to die, and I could die in any minute, why should we spend our life trying to seek the best of this world? Let's answer this question right after the break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were asking ourselves, how long am I going to live? I could live a day, I could live another hour, I could not even make it to finish this even program myself. I'm not sure, I have no certainty, neither do you. So why should we spend all our lives trying to get the best of clothes, the best of phones, the best of gadgets, the best of cars, the best of houses, and we destroy this precious time that's given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve eternity in heaven for a materialistic world that we will leave behind us? Now, that's something that we need to constantly contemplate on so we don't fall in the trap of stinginess. Because you see, a lot of people have plenty of money, but they're not happy, they want to have even more and more. Some people have enough money to feed the entire world, mind you. You know, recently, Elon Musk, when they said to him, like, third of your wealth is enough to end world hunger. Third of his wealth, not all of it. Imagine a third of a wealth of one person could end world hunger. But yet, he says, I'll think about it, which means forget about it. And, you know, if we want to be very honest about it. So, but he still insists on trying to make more and more and more. It's not enough for him. He has wealth that he can live like maybe 1,000 lifetimes with and will not finish. But there is no contentment. They still want more and more and more. But if that person asks himself that question, I could die at any minute. How good is my wealth? What am I going to do with it? Where am I going to take it? Am I even going to take it with me to the afterlife? Of course not. A content person is the one who says, Alhamdulillah for having nothing. I'm happy. If I have more, Alhamdulillah. If they get more, they will say, you know what? Let me do something good with it. Let me divide it amongst people. And Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, one day he tested Abu Dharr and Salman. He gave them each like a dinar or a dollar, as we say. And he says, you go spend and come back. Abu Dharr went and Salman came and he said to one of them, what did you do with it? He said, I went, I bought a bread, I done this. And the Amir al-Mu'minin, what he did before he speaking to them, he put them under the fire. So there was a bit of fire under their feet. So by the time Abu Dharr, I think he was finished talking, he was burnt. Salman, he said, you know what? I took the dollar, I gave it straight away into charity. And then he jumped out of the fire. He did not spend too much. So the more we have, the more problems we will face. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said we need to be content because our life could be short and whatever I have, I will not take with me. So let me be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Therefore, I don't fall into the trap of being a stingy person and we don't fall into hirs, as we spoke about and we said it's a problem itself. And sometimes our ghafla, our unawareness, because we get so attached to the love of this dunya, to the love of this world, we go running after it. And then we don't gain nothing. We waste our time. We waste this precious life. And we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empty-handed. The commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he says, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَنْ خَرَجَ الْحِرْسُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. The best of people is he whose stinginess and hirs has left his heart. وَعَصَى هَوَاهُ فِي طَاعَةِ رَبَّهِ. And he disobeyed his own desires for the sake of the command of his Lord or the obedience of his Lord. So you can see that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they define beautiful life and a happy life and the best of people are those who are content, those who have contentment in terms of the materialistic world for not having the best and the more of everything. They are happy with what they have because that is more important to them than anything else. Otherwise, if I always want to have more, that will put me in a problem. And especially when we talk about heart problem, diseases of the heart, from obviously from moral perspective, from ethics, our hearts will be diseased with the love of this dunya. It will be polluted like with things like jealousy, Ghiba, backbiting, namima, having to spread rumors about people, lying, and so much more that we can pollute our hearts with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at the end of the day, He will not accept such hearts. He says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only those who come to Allah with an immaculate, pure heart. So with having contentment, it's a very essential item a mu'min needs to have constantly. Otherwise, we will have plenty of problems. We'll leave it here and inshallah we will continue in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را